T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, my man?
Never been better. How are you?
I'm great. You look great. I brought you a gift.
Yeah, I saw that when I walked in.
It's Friday.
I look, and Laszlo's not here, and I was like, oh, Laszlo is here, and it must be Friday. I kind of forgot that it was Friday.
There you go. Enjoy yourself.
I had an audible chuckle at that. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. And Jeremy said that you brought some girly stuff, too. But
I brought her a strawberry Rita. I thought maybe she'd like it. I'd seen her drink them before, but she was like, no, I don't want one, so I'm just drinking it.
Well, and I kind of felt bad because I kind of went, oh, God, no. And then I realized, oh, that was a gift. Like, I probably should be like, no, thank you.
No, it's fine. You're just like, but you've had these before at my house.
Yeah, I have.
You brought them.
I know. I brought Radler's that one time.
You did, but you've also brought this before.
No.
Well, someone brought it when you were there, because I would never stop in the store and buy one. I had them, and they're good.
I know. I drank it after I drank all of my Radlers and half of your whiskey.
There it is.
Then
got
I drank
it.
There
one
we
of those.
Are now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Well, it's a sparkling margarita.
Hey, you know, I got some vodka in here. I'm going to make some cocktails. We're
okay.
Good.
I love this trend of, like, sparkling everything in a can.
Yes.
You want a margarita?
Dutch.
You want a Radler? You want whatever it is. We'll just make some sort of malted carbonated beverage that tastes
it.
Like it. It's pure genius.
I like to get like a vodka tonic in a can and then just pour my vodka on
yes.
top of it.
Yep.
Yes.
Add a little extra.
A little real vodka on there.
Yeah, you don't know me.
Fine.
You don't know me.
Okay. I don't mean to pour any gasoline on the flames, but I have to ask you, last night, did you go home and watch Trump's speech? Like, did you see it on the news last night?
No.
You didn't?
No, I'm being honest.
Okay.
I saw that he gave a speech, and somebody said it looks like he's been taken hostage, and I was like, I don't care about this guy. I don't have to listen to him ever again.
Okay, so I get home. Brooks had the news on the last 3 days. We were just running 24 hours. So I get home, and they're playing a repeat of it. And this, can I just show you what it looks like? And I just want you to tell me if anything stands out to you.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard.
What is it? Does it look okay to you? Does it look weird at all?
I don't know why.
Because when I came home, I saw, and I didn't even know what he had said yet. I'm looking, and I go, why does that video look weird? And she goes, what? What is it? And I was like, it looks like a deep fake or something. She comes in, she goes, you're right. Why does it look like that? Is it because he never stands in that room? Is the lighting different? I said, I don't know. It just looks funny. Then I wake up today, and I see that Trump supporters are on the internet are all convinced that that video was a deep fake.
Why are you helping?
I know. That's what I said. I shouldn't be pouring gasoline on the fire. But I just, when I saw it, I think two things. One, it wasn't a room we've never seen him in before. But I think part of it is, as you're listening to his words, like, this is...
He's
totally
reading off a teleprompter.
No, I know. And he didn't go off script. He read off the teleprompter.
He just read
he didn't
whatever they
script.
Told him to read. That's why it looks different. He looks like a child that's been punished. You know what else isn't a deep fake but look completely different? When Tiger Woods had to come out and be like, I'm sorry I cheated on my wife.
Yeah.
It's not a deep fake. It's a goddamn it.
Right.
I got to walk out here. I did wrong. I got to dress the American people. I'm sure Tiger Woods, even when he did it, he was like, I'm just a golfer. This guy's the president. Like, he's been told you have to go do this now, man. He's like, I don't want to do it. Like, you have to do it. He's like, but I like those guys. They like me and I like them. No, you have to go sell them out. We're going to arrest them all. And you have to say you're happy that they're going to go to jail for 20 years. But I'm not happy. Get in there. Put on your big boy pants, your big boy shirt, and go read what we told you.
Clean your
That's what it looks like to me.
So how do you think, what's your theory as to how they got him to do it? Like, how did they convince him? You got to do a complete 180. You got to say that these people, you know, defiled the seat of democracy. And
I don't even believe that you're asking. I honestly don't believe that you're asking.
It should be obvious.
I think they said we're going to, the 25th, man.
You think that's
you're
it?
You're done. Go out there and fix this, or your cabinet is going to put the 25th. You're not going to be president.
Yeah.
And he was like, really? They were like, yeah. And he was like, all right, now go do it. And after you're done, we're all going to resign. But you're going to do this right now,
or else we'll vote for the 25th.
DeVos, everybody. They told him. Yeah. You're out. The people who stood by him the longest said, if you don't go do this, we're not going down with you anymore. We're going to vote you out. You're done. And so he went and did it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just wonder, like, what it'll be up to. Because you saw today, he says he's not going to go to the inauguration. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He says he's not going. He will not attend Biden's inauguration.
Okay. Cool.
Just hands up. I don't want to do it.
People were predicting this a week after he was president. You know, people started asking about, like, well, will he leave if he loses? And
like, sometimes when my Little League team loses in, like, an important game, I don't want to go shake their hands.
Like Tom Brady.
I'm like, dude, get out there and shake their hands. Let's go. But I don't want to. They cheated. Right, my kids say that. They cheated. They're not allowed to do that. The ump stunk. I'm like, yeah, I know. The election officials sucked. The ump stink. These kids, they cheated, Don, but you got to go.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean,
he's like a 12-year-old Little League baseball player.
I couldn't envision him going after everything that he said about it, you know, being stolen, rigged, whatever. They're evil. I just thought, at no point will he said last night there will be a peaceful transfer of power, transition, right, whatever. And obviously, they wanted him to say that. They needed him to say that. But even as he said that, I thought, okay, he's saying that, but I still don't think he's going to actually be there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Remember when Obama and Trump sat together after Trump won the election, like met in the Oval Office, and then they tried to shake hands and all that? I can't imagine that happening either.
No.
Biden. Can you?
No.
I can't see Trump sitting there with Biden and saying, you know, we had a good talk, and there's just no way. I don't even know if Biden would want to, honestly. I'm not sure.
He would.
He would do it if Trump said he was up for it, but it's just now you've got how many days? 12 days? There's 12 days left.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think he does for the next 12 days?
I don't know. Unless they pull the 25th. I mean, they're still trying to impeach him, right?
Yes, there is talk that they could, you know, they filed the articles of impeachment yesterday.
Right.
And so I heard them this morning on something talking about, you know, if it goes through, he'd be the first president ever to be impeached twice.
Right.
But
that's sweet.
They'd have to, there's a name for it. It's like a speedy impeachment.
A double dip?
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's not the double dip, but it's something speedy. They got to do a speedy impeachment if they can get it done. But I feel like now that he's made that speech, as long as he doesn't do anything else, then maybe they just kind of sit there and reflect on.
I don't know if you can trust them not doing anything else.
You can't. That's
right.
Just it, though. Like, I feel like they thought after he was impeached that some of them thought he'd learn a lesson then, right?
Right.
Like, oh, he learned his lesson. Well, he didn't. Right. So now he said, I promise it'll be peaceful, and I promise I don't like what those rioters did.
Right.
But I don't, I mean, just give him a, possibly right now. We could have possibly already missed something for all I know. You know what I mean? I can't see him going 12 more days without doing some sort of dog whistle or saying something good about, and they could also, he could give amnesty to everyone who was there. Did you know that? Have you heard him talking about that? It's like a pardon. I guess Jimmy Carter did it for protesters of something. I'm not sure, but he could technically say, I don't have to name specific names. Anybody that was at that event is essentially pardoned. I've never heard of this. I heard them talking about it on one of the political shows.
Seems somewhat familiar. Like maybe I learned something.
They said Carter did it.
Carter with Vietnam vets who moved to Canada, or not vets, but protesters who moved to Canada.
Okay.
Was there a point in time? I'm really going back into seventh grade history now for me, or something. Is there a point in time where if you went to Canada to avoid the draft, you couldn't come back?
Oh, probably.
And Carter said if you did, now you could come back and be an American citizen. I believe that's something I learned in either seventh grade history or, you know, junior year of college. One of the two, I'm not sure.
Okay.
They all blend together. Am I right around there?
That would make sense. Yes, that would make sense because I thought they said amnesty. I feel like they used the word amnesty,
yeah,
so that must have been what they were talking
Dodgers
about.
Who went to Canada.
Okay.
And then they weren't allowed to come
here
back.
Here it is. President Carter pardons draft Dodgers, 1977.
What up, Eastern Michigan?
There you go. They're doing a documentary about him, like the rock and roll of Jimmy Carter.
It's already out.
Is it out?
Rock and roll president?
Rock and roll president, yeah. Anyway, I thought, you know, this whole thing since the time I got home watching Trump give that speech, I was shocked. And I know you say it's obvious, the 25th. I mean, I could have easily seen him saying, I don't care if you're going to kick me out. Because what I don't want to, I'm not going to go to that inauguration anyway. I'm not going to make this look like a legitimate election.
The 25th? Tim, you getting the 25th? Because I think now.
Then he couldn't pardon himself?
Let me ask. No, he couldn't. That would be one thing he couldn't do. But the other thing is, Stevenson High School or the University of Northern London. One of these two taught me this. I think if you get the 25th, you cannot be president again.
Oh, okay.
Right,
okay.
That's why they were able to threaten him with that. Now they're like, look, man, go do whatever you got to do, but you can run again in 8 years. You only done four.
Okay.
But if you get the 25th, then I think you can never do it again.
I hadn't heard anyone mention that. That would make a ton of sense. I did see Castro is proposing a bill that would make it illegal to name any federal building or land after Donald Trump. Did you see that?
That's fair.
He doesn't want anything named after Trump. So I have no idea if there's any chance of that passing or not. Maybe there is. I don't know. I mean, if they get the majority.
Seems like it has some momentum now.
Yeah, right? Who knows?
All right, what do we got going on today?
Friday, we're going to talk. We have a little saying around here. It's horny always wins.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Wins. But there's a story that Jeremy and I saw this morning. And kind of want to know what your possibly lowest moment was in history because of, you know, horny always winning. So we'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. My name is Laszlo. That's Slim Fast Jenny's in the other room. This is the Church of Laszlo. We describe this radio program as it's just a bar. We sit down at a bar. We have a couple drinks. I'm actually having a strawberry Rita right now. I wish I was drinking the beer I bought you, to be honest with you. This is a little sweet. Like halfway through that tall can, it gets a little sweet. But
you wanna
hey, I got another. Don't worry about it. And I'm going to stomach my way through this strawberry Rita.
Okay. Because I'll trade you. I don't mind. You bought it.
I bought it for Jeremy.
Yeah. I think she secretly is going to drink with other people after she's done with work.
She put makeup on today.
Right. And it's Friday.
Are you going out tonight?
No.
Why'd
you put? I had a meeting this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
With who?
With some people here in town.
Oh, okay.
I think she's going out.
Sounds like a lawyer or something.
I know. I think she, some people here in town.
She's like, don't tell me. Don't talk about it now.
No, I had to do like a video on the station website thing. And whatever. So I had to put on makeup.
That, you know what? She did have
do
to do that.
Do you want me to wear makeup for you every day? I can put this on every
day. No. It's something that I just thought you were going out when I saw that, you know, you looked dressed up today. And I was like, okay, she's probably, it's Friday. She's probably going out tonight. Then she turns down the drink. Probably trying to save it. I get it.
Right.
No problem.
I entire bottle of vodka before I leave. There you go.
Oh,
that
okay,
makes
great.
You feel better?
Yes.
That's vodka in that thing? In that Zima bottle? That's just pure vodka?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, look at that. Okay.
That's what I bought her last week for a present.
Nice. I don't remember that. Horny always wins.
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory what that means, but people for millennia have been making bad decisions and rationalizing them because their hormones. Or I guess our hormones were helping them to rationalize it.
Right, and I've always said this. We've always said it. Horny always wins. And it comes up in stories, and people say, well, how could someone do this? And it's because they're horny.
But does this happen to women, Jeremy?
Yeah.
You think? As badly? You've made bad decisions.
Of course.
My entire 20s. Was right. Nothing but this
women
one
do
bad
the same
decision.
Thing.
I get that obviously you can get horny and then you say, oh, I wish I hadn't stayed out that late or whatever, but I'm asking, maybe it is, but I feel like men will go out of we will take a road trip and justify you know what, I gotta work tomorrow, but I'll drive 6 hours this way and then 6 hours back. I'll still get back by 5. I can sleep for an
hour
and a half.
If you send me a message on Facebook and said, man, if you just lived closer to Fort Collins,
yes,
we could have sex right now. And I look at my watch like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Do women do that?
Yeah. I used to drive 3 hours to go to Joplin when I was in college.
That's right. Wasn't there like the astronaut in the diaper she was driving around in love? Remember that
whole thing?
Okay. So horny always wins.
Like horny just, if you get horny, it takes everything else that is. That's why you say horny always wins. That's why you have sex with like an ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like because you're like, well, because you know this is only going to lead to pure misery, right?
Yep.
It has to be so bad for you not to do that.
Well, a bricklayer from Tijuana, Mexico, his name's Alberto, he wanted to have regular hookups with this married mistress of his, Pamela. He wanted it so badly, he dug a lengthy underground tunnel that crossed beneath several streets from his house to hers. I love the idea. You know that horny was motivating him. It's moving his muscles to help him get, you know, have the strength to dig a tunnel under the street. He's also married. I don't remember if I told you that or not. So according to this paper down there, it took Alberto several weeks to dig his tunnel of love. And the story ended just about how you would expect it, and says here. According to the Tijuana media, Alberto and Pamela were in the act when Jorge, the husband, caught them. It turns out Pamela's husband left work early, and when he got home, he surprised them. Quote, Alberto tried to hide under the bed, and when the husband began to look for him, the man was gone. Instead, he found a tunnel that ended in the lover's house.
So, well, that's pretty good, but goddamn, man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and how do you pinpoint, like, this is where your bed is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
You gotta just be drunk digging that thing the whole time.
Oof.
It's motivated, I guess, men and women to do...
accomplish
lots of great things.
Like, look, most of the time when horny always wins because you're drunk.
Right.
You can't be drunk the whole time to dig that tunnel. Like, at some point, the buzz has to wear off. You're like, but maybe then, you know, you start up next week, have a couple of cervezas, and then you're like, you know what, I gotta go dig that goddamn tunnel to her house, right? Eventually you finish it. It took me a while, but I got there.
As someone who, like, spends some time on the wagon, off the wagon, there's been plenty of times on the wagon where I've made horrible decisions because of horny.
Oh, well, if I'm on the wagon, I make a lot less horrible decisions.
Like, my head clears, and I go, why did I do this? How did I get here? Oh, my God. And it's just because I was horny. But
now, there was a rumor at one point. Now, some people say it's April Fool's. Some people say it's not. And Playboy initially said that it was true. And then they came back and said, nah, it was an April Fool's joke. And then nobody really knows. And Esquire magazine wrote an article about it saying, nobody really knows if this is true or not. But there was, at one point, a rumor that Jack Nicholson, Warren Beatty, Kirk Douglas, and James Caan all had tunnels from underneath their house to the Playboy Mansion.
I remember that.
So they could just go down, get under, and then they could easily go into the mansion without getting a lot of attention. There's been people throughout the years that say that's not true. I even think if you take like a trip into Hollywood, they talk about it. This is the rumor, the legend, but, you know, nobody knows for sure. Well, boy, wouldn't that be...
They did an article, like, it was Playboy, right?
If you're James Caan from The Godfather and your wife goes to bed and you're like, all right, I'm going to have one drink, honey.
I'm going to go to the grotto.
And then you just, boom. You don't even say, I'm going to have one drink. She goes to bed and then you walk out in the garage and go down a tunnel, up, boom, and you're in the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what motivated this guy in Mexico. I don't know. But I remember that story coming out because they printed blueprints. You remember that? I think it was Playboy that had it, and they're like, here's the blueprints of what the tunnels were supposed to look like. Whether or not they were ever finished or started, you know, it remains unclear, but some people say they existed, some people say they didn't. But those are like old blueprints that they found. It was like they were going through stuff, and they found these, you know, old pictures of, you know, here's the mansion, and then here's the tunnels leading underground. And the fact that they would go, look, if anyone had the money to do it, it would have been Hugh Hefner. If Jack Nicholson was like, man, I live 2.5 miles away. I'm sure he was like, dude, it may cost me $1 billion. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah, so there are people saying that it was an April Fool's. There are some blueprint pictures that you can look up. The story came out in 2015. But I thought this was interesting. The Playboy Mansion is the only house. Is it the only house in the country or is it the only house in California? That's what I'm looking for. It has a fireworks license. So we can shoot fireworks whenever it wants.
Wow.
It has a zookeeper license.
Okay.
And then it also has rumored secret rooms that go to, obviously, the grotto that we've talked about and all these different things. And an underground tunnel providing celebrities with a, this they don't argue, with a route to different parties in the room. So there are tunnels underneath there. The argument is, did James Caan have one?
Okay.
They asked Hefner at the time. Hefner would be in that. He said no. And if they did, we filled them up in the 80s.
Okay.
So there you go.
So do you have a time? I know you.
I would love to have a tunnel to your house.
Well, there's rumors that there are a couple.
I'd like to have a bullet train to your mother's house.
Saw that coming. Sorry.
You saw that coming already before we even got to.
Are you kidding? The minute he said tunnels, I knew your mom was going to be involved somehow.
I'm slightly offended even that you repeating it, saying I knew your mom. I don't know whether you mean you knew that Lazlo was going to be discussing, or if we start talking about horny, that makes you think about my mom.
Both. Like,
me too.
I mean, come on now. I'm not new.
What's your no good, very bad decision? I mean, there's thousands, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but is there one that stands out to you?
I know I've gotten a DUI going to, you know, meet a girl that, you know, there's no reason for me to go meet.
Yeah.
No reason for me to be even going because, I mean, once I got there, I had just fallen down and tripped all over myself, right?
Of course. Yeah. Been there lots of times. I think maybe the worst was when I was like 22, 23. I was at it was a weeknight. I used to drink at this bar with my buddy almost every night, and then it would close, and we'd go to the strip club down the street because it was open later, and they served liquor a couple hours longer. But the beers were like $15 a pop order. So we'd go down there when our bar closed, and we'd drink some more. And one night, I'm trying to, you know, I'm talking to the stripper. I don't remember it all that well, but something is said. She tells me, why don't you hang out with me after this, even though they close at like 4 in the morning, and it's a weeknight. So she tells me where to meet her, and it's like probably maybe a 20-mile drive from where we're at. And my friend was the one driving. He was the designated driver. So when we leave, I'm like, look, I need you to take me to this place. She told me where to go. It's in the back of this truck stop, whatever. We're going to go out here. And he's like, we're not going. I'm taking you home. And I said, I will pay you. And so I start pulling out cash. I was like, I will pay you. Come on, Mike. Just give me a ride to this place. So we drive all the way out to this place. He says, I'm going to drop you off. I'm not taking you all the way home for that. I said, that's fine. I'll find a way home. So he drops me off behind this truck stop. The sun is coming up. Like, the sun is out now.
No, worst.
She's not showing up.
Of course
right?
not.
Of course. And I realized that as soon as he pulls away, I was like, what am I doing here? So I had to...
So you just start masturbating.
Behind the truck stop.
I would. Like, I got to get this done.
I had to call my brother to come pick me up. I had to wake him up because I was like, man, I got to work later today. Like, I need you to come pick me up. Please, there's no cabs that'll come out here. You know, it would cost me $300 even if they would. And so I had to wake him up, and he came.
Which one?
He came and got me. My youngest brother, the Republican. He came.
Oh,
and
he
got
came
me.
And got you. Huh?
That's who I would always call in a situation like that. I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because he's made equally bad decisions. Just
right?
You know, before me, so anything I've done, he's like, yeah, I did that once. You know, it's okay. So he doesn't judge me. He's never like, all right, we should have a talk. I think you have a problem. It's like, oof, boy. I remember being right. there, 23. That's the most embarrassing because it was so obvious that she was just. If I'd been sober, I would have known. You know, she's not going to meet you at 5 o'clock.
Who would
in the
you
morning.
Call now?
If that same thing happened.
Same thing happened. Who would you call now?
You or him?
Yeah, I'd call you.
Yeah.
I'd choose Lil Les. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd come get you.
Yeah. If one of you didn't answer, I'd call the other one. You know what I mean?
And I'm really not going to judge either one of you.
Right.
I'd be like, man.
You'd be proud.
Let's
be
go
so
find
proud.
Her.
Like,
this night ain't over.
Baby's all grown
she can
up.
Still be coming. Where did she say she was going to be?
Jenny, baby girl, we didn't give up, did we?
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Checking in with the text line, 91L Pop Walk. Please text us. Tell us where you're listening. What's going on? Some interesting things. Happy Friday, wonderful people. Is it a problem that I think about you all more than my own boyfriend? Love you guys. And that's that scientist girl from Berkeley.
Oh, man.
I don't think it's a problem.
Do you? No. No
is
problem
it all
here.
All of us or just you guys? Like,
wonderful people. I assume it
sounds
includes
like everybody.
You.
I'm down.
This person says, I got my second DUI. Man, I can relate. I got my second DUI while on the phone with and on the way to a young lady's house, the kind you don't tell your friends about. Two open natties in the cup holder.
Gotta be
so it happens, man. That's not exactly my story, but it may as well be. I could tell it and it'd be accurate.
Yeah.
Right? I could tell that story definitely. And it could be mine.
Definitely. If not me, someone in my immediate family one of my brothers.
If not, you know what? If not the exact story, close enough
it's
to be
really
true.
Close,
close enough to be true.
Yep. No one will call you on it.
All right. Hey, you want to doom scroll?
Let's do it.
All right.
There's really one thing in the news still this week, and it's all about the we're calling it a riot now. Riot at the Capitol. I see people calling it a riot. I see some people calling it a protest. I see Biden saying, don't call it a protest. What do you want to call it? Unrest?
Party.
A party. Talk about the party at the
Capitol. There's a party in the USA.
So there's been all this speculation about why weren't there enough police there, right? Were they working together with Trump? Then there was that story, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, that came out that said some anonymous high-ups in police forces in European countries, with these were allies, they've done work with us before. They wanted to be off the record, but they said, we watched what happened. We've been trained. We've done stuff in D.C. with United States police before, and we know that that's not how they do things. This was coordinated. This was orchestrated.
Right.
This was a coup attempt. Again, it's pretty vague, and it doesn't really even tell you, as I recall. Like, I think one of them said that maybe there was some French police that ran on that. But it did seem odd that, there weren't a lot of cops there. We saw the BLM protest.
Well,
there
were
police standing everywhere.
And again, I told you I was there for 4th of July. There was a lot of cops there.
Right. So then people started saying, they were asking if they needed backups. And you got to remember that some of these people work underneath Trump, or some of them, or possibly Trump supporters, and say, you don't need the extra help, whatever. Who knows what the truth is? But now they're starting to be held accountable, potentially. I don't know if you saw, but the Capitol Police Chief has resigned now.
I saw that.
After this, it's kind of crazy.
Capitol Police Chief resigned effective January 16th. This, as we learned, the situation was even more dangerous than previously known. The mob not only used chemicals against police, but beat them with metal pipes. 5 firearms recovered, including a military-style assault rifle, 2 powerful and functioning pipe bombs discovered nearby, and 11 Molotov cocktails for setting fires, which authorities say were, quote, ready to go.
So Nancy Pelosi and the president of the Capitol Police Officers Union both called for this guy to step down. So I usually think of the police unions as always having the backs. I don't know different, if this one's different anyhow. But apparently they both called for him to step down, so he stepped down. You heard him talking about the weapons,
and that guy with the 11 Molotov cocktails, where he got arrested.
Got arrested.
And then that guy with his feet on Pelosi's desk, he got arrested.
He's just recently been arrested.
Right.
Big O.
What's that?
Yeah, Big O.
Did you hear what his excuse was?
No.
He's trying to find the restroom? I heard, true. I saw a headline today that said his excuse was that he was trying to find the restroom.
At one point, he said that he knocked on her door. This is what I told you, man. And, we don't have to get into it. If you want to hear my thoughts on everything yesterday, it's on the podcast from yesterday and before. But these guys aren't tough guys. They're the kind of guys who are going to get arrested and say, I was trying to find the restroom. The other guy who died, who apparently shocked himself in the nuts and died, his family's now like, he was totally against. He was
peaceful. He was disgusted.
We're warriors.
Disgusted
let's go
by
get
people
it.
Breaking in.
We're
I'm like,
bunch
look,
of
at his,
pant pussies.
Look at his socials. His family had the audacity to say he was, he just wanted to go there to peacefully protest.
Right.
He was disgusted when he saw what was going on. Then you look at his social media, he's like, we got guns, they don't, let's go in there and get them. Like, dude, are they just totally oblivious? It's possible, I don't know. But the police are still, now the number
and
keeps
I mean that,
rising.
I know people say that, but man, if you were really, like, if you, you didn't go in there and be like, damn right, I tried to overthrow the government, the election was stolen. All that talk on Facebook goes straight out the window, and you're like, I just had to pee, got wrapped up in the moment. Like, you didn't have anything behind you. You got nothing behind you.
So they have started to identify some of the suspects, but they're still looking for more. One of them that they're looking for, as far as I know, I haven't seen it, they've caught him, is the pipe bomb guy that dropped the bag.
I did not see that.
So they're looking. If you've seen the pictures, the FBI's released a photograph of the guy dropping a bag. He's got, like, a mask over his face. It looks like something straight out of a movie. And, they say we need help identifying this person. Whenever I see something like that, I go, how? You can't see anything. It's grainy, black and white. You can barely tell what he's wearing. But you know what? I've watched enough true crime things to know that eventually they will use clues, possibly from that picture, to figure out who it was.
We have members of the Metropolitan Police Department that are scouring the area hotels, businesses, etc., trying to identify some of these individuals.
Social media helping to expose those responsible for the rampage. One Maryland man fired after internet sleuths spotted his work badge around his neck and alerted the company he works for, but he has yet to be arrested.
Okay, so you know who she's talking about there? I don't know if they've caught him yet or not. That was just this morning, that clip there, but he's the guy who had the the mustache and the beard, but he looked like he was like, the baby face looked like he was 10 years old.
The guy who was sitting there, he
was wearing a lanyard around his neck. And if you zoom in on some of the pictures, you could see where he works. And so his company fired him. But as of when I pulled that, they still haven't found him to arrest him yet. And they've identified the guy, the hormone monster, the guy with the horns and everything. Everyone has identified him. They all seem to be, you know, in agreement. This is who it is.
Where's that lady, Judy, whatever?
Yes, I saw that was that this morning?
She was on making a video of herself. Like, I'll tell you what we did. We knocked down the door. And she lives at Midland, Texas, owns a flower shop or something. People are like, here's her Facebook. Like,
so have they found yet?
Hope Hicks resigned.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. Had they found the hormone monster yet? Because, you know, before we started doing this, I was checking, and it said that they were still looking to arrest that guy, even though everybody knows who he is. Did you see the story last night about why he's upset?
No. The hormone monster?
Yeah, he's very upset.
Why?
Because elected officials, you know, elected representatives, and plenty of people on the internet have claimed that the guys who broke into the Capitol were Antifa, right? They're agent provocateurs. They're not really Trump supporters.
Oh, I saw his video. He said that wasn't we. It's us.
He said it's us, and not only that, he contacted someone that wrote one of these posts and added it. I don't remember if it was Matt Gaetz or who it was, but one of the representatives that had said it was Antifa, and he said, "Listen, I'm not Antifa." He was like, "Go back and look. I have a strong history of defending President Trump." And there's pictures of him with Giuliani.
Yeah.
There's pictures of him at Trump rallies. Have you seen his car? That little gray like old Kia or whatever it is, and it says he's got all over it. Children's lives matter too, because he's big into QAnon, which they believe that children are being sacrificed and raped or whatever. But they said that they've identified that guy, and he's obviously posting stuff, responding to these people. How is it? I did hear that
it's not the head of the FBI, but the person at the FBI who's heading this up. Said, hey, just because we haven't come and gotten you yet, and just because you left D.C., doesn't mean you're not getting a knock on the door. We are working on this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They may say, like, look, man, a hormone monster lives, and I'm just from a guy who's been extradited before, they may say, hey, look, hormone monster lives 3 hours away from doofus with the Confederate flag. Let's just go sweep up all these dudes at the same time. Let's go get them. It could be a matter of just logistics, like, oh, well, let's get everybody who lives in Tennessee. We got to contact, you know, the local bureau there, go pick them up. Then we got to bring them in.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right. And so I would imagine all these people, you're just waiting for, you know, Judy or whatever your name is who made that video. You know, if I were one of those guys right now, and I put this out on Twitter, and this is really from experience, if I were one of those guys now, I'd contact an attorney right now.
Yes.
And say, like, okay, look, you're getting caught. They're coming to get you.
They've already ID'd you.
So now, you know, you should be having an attorney contact the FBI. It'd be like, at what point can we turn ourselves in?
Yeah. And try and
because there's
sort of
nothing worse than them coming and get you at 4 o'clock in the morning and dragging you out of your house when you, yes, you are a criminal, but you're not a hardened, seasoned criminal.
You're not somebody who's expecting this.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And now, man, you are going to crap your pants when the FBI comes in, guns drawn, treating you like a domestic terrorist.
So this is from, like, within the
last
hour.
You own a flower shop.
Right.
I mean, you're going to crap your pants. It's a different type of animal here.
This is from less than an hour ago. Just go through some of the key facts we got. According to multiple reports, 60-year-old Richard Barnett, that's big O, it says that he was arrested this morning. West Virginia State Representative Derek Evans has also been arrested. The FBI has released dozens of images of rioters asking for more information and has received thousands of tips as they try to track down some of the rioters. Some of the most prominent have already been identified but not yet arrested, like 32-year-old Jake Angeli, who appeared shirtless and wearing a buffalo horns. So he's been identified, not arrested. Charges for the rioters have included entering and remaining on restricted grounds, violent entry, and theft of public property. So, and I thought I saw that they had found and arrested the other guy who banged the gavel. Wasn't that what you were saying, that you'd heard that too?
I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
But they said that guy, Big O, Just for having Pelosi's mail, that's 10 years.
Yeah, it's a federal
crime. Just for having before anything else.
Yep, stealing mail is a federal crime. Man.
And you know what? You know he saw it on the desk and just took it.
Yep.
It was like, this is going to be funny. Watch me. I'm going to say, I'm a badass. I took this letter from Pelosi. He didn't think this is, you know, a federal crime and stealing people's mail. And right. I don't even, there may be even more charges than that. Man, you're going to be, your lawyer, this is what I do guarantee you, your lawyer ain't smart enough. There are things that are going on that you're going to be charged with that your lawyer is not schooled in.
Yep.
And I mean that from a letter written from Nancy Pelosi that was supposed to be going to a representative in Missouri. I don't know what charges that is, that you took it, but I guarantee you it's more than just stealing a letter from your neighbor.
Yep.
There are things that they are going to be able to continue to put on that thing that your lawyer is going to have to go back and try to get a constitutional lawyer to figure out. I mean, there are only going to be a handful of people who can defend you guys on this.
Yep.
And you better hope they start coming out of the woodwork. And I haven't seen any of them say it. Well, but you better hope that some of these constitutional lawyers that we see on TV start coming out of the woodwork and say, I'm going to defend these guys.
Yeah.
You better hope they do. Because, look, man, I have a really good personal defense attorney who lives in Detroit, Michigan, who's gotten me a lot of trouble and has contacts in different states who will help me. I know if I called him right now, I'd be like, dude,
I was in Pelosi's office.
I'd be like, man, I don't.
Yeah, you're going to have to find somebody else. And if you've seen all the headlines this morning say, you know, that these guys potentially put national security at risk because of all the stuff that's missing.
Sure.
The stolen mail, stolen letters,
there's
thumb drives, computers.
There's a laptop that was stolen. Yep. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There could be espionage charges.
Yes.
Who knows?
Exactly. So I'm with you. Stealing mail is already a federal crime,
like,
if you steal mine.
A drug charge or, hitting, pistol whipping somebody. Like, a lot of lawyers can handle that kind of stuff. This, you're in trouble, man. All right, we'll continue doom scrolling next.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Text line again. Stop reading mostly flattering texts. You're all a bunch of morons, except Jeremy, who needs to continue a career in Austin, Texas. Get away from that loser market. Every day.
Every day.
Person from Austin, Texas says, Jenny, you're just spinning your wheels with these two idiots.
So that's not all negative. It's positive for you, Jenny. I mean, sort of.
Right.
At least they like you.
I have to tell you a quick story. Neither one of you are going to care, but it almost brought a tear to my eye. My oldest son has money, gift cards, Amazon gift cards, right?
Okay.
And so he has his own Amazon account, right? Today came in the mail something from Amazon, and I opened it, and it wasn't something I bought. I buy stuff from Amazon all the time. I opened it, and he bought a San Diego Padres jersey, right?
Okay.
Signed by Gaylord Perry. You don't even know who Gaylord Perry is, dude.
That's old school baseball.
Like you have to know some baseball.
But you talk
to be
about Gaylord
I love Gaylord Perry. We talk all the time. Gaylord Perry throws the spitball. I love Gaylord Perry. Me and him have talked about Gaylord Perry over the course of years. We went to San Diego last summer, and there's a picture of Gaylord Perry up there. I'm like, look at that. He's like, look, Gaylord Perry. And then today, you're like, you know what, man? Maybe some of that time we spent together means something, right? Like,
yeah.
There's no reason why he should know Gaylord Perry. And the uniform comes, it's signed by Gaylord Perry.
That makes you feel good.
Oh, man. Brought a tear to my eye.
That's cool. All right. Doom scrolling. Is that what we were doing? Doom
scrolling.
Yeah.
Yep.
COVID. We're breaking records with the COVID, and not in a good way. Now, there is good news. Like I was mentioning to you guys earlier, the vaccine is, you know, being administered, and there's a possibility that we may double the number of people that are getting vaccinated very soon because Biden wants to send out twice as many vaccines than Trump. That reason being, Trump is holding back half of them so we don't run out, and you know, for the second shot, because you know, for at least half of these or more than half, people need two shots. So that's good news. The bad news is we're breaking big time records, and we may be seeing the beginning of the Christmas spike, which Fauci kept warning us about. All the experts kept warning us. People are going to travel for Christmas, and we're going to start to see a spike from the holidays. And now, whether or not this is related to Christmas, I don't know, but we broke a record, 4,000 people in one day dead. Hadn't hit that number yet. And pretty much number of new cases, number of people dying, total number of people infected, it's all still breaking records.
We have had a situation where we now are averaging between 200 and 300,000 new infections per day.
And now that highly contagious variant of the virus detected in eight states across the country. This variant has the potential to throw jet fuel on an already dangerous situation.
So you probably heard about the variant, this, you know, mutated version or variant of COVID that was first spotted, I think, in Europe, and now it's been spotted in the United States. And as of this morning, they were saying it's already been confirmed in 8 states. A lot of people obviously very worried about this because they say it's even more contagious, which seems almost impossible because COVID's so contagious, but that this one's even more contagious. And of course, people think we just got the vaccine. We're just now starting to get inoculated, and along comes this variation. Here's the good news. The vaccines work on the mutated version, the variation of COVID. So if you get the vaccine, it will protect you against this mutated strain. So that's huge news. I think at least two of them, the BioNTech, the two main ones, Moderna and the BioNTech, those will work against this new strain that has now been spotted in 8 states in the United States. So that's good news. People are, you know, doing this trend since the beginning of the year where they're tipping servers $2,021 for 2021.
No, that's a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, going around tipping $2,000.
Has it got to be, or can you? I mean, can we scale that down?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
like in my case, you know, $221.21.
I don't know.
Your case, $20.21.
Yeah,
I know somebody else $2.21. Like, are we doing that or no?
Could be $20.
No, it's 2021. Huh?
It's been 2021 is the one that's
can't put
a,
you can't move that decimal point.
I mean, you could. I just don't know that you're going to get in the news. You're just not going to get in the news. But another person did it this time in Florida. And, you know, this has turned into like a pay it forward kind of thing, or maybe not pay it forward, but pass it along.
A beautiful client of ours blessed our whole team. 2021 came in as expected on that tip.
We always look forward to these type of things, and it kind of builds an incentive for us to work harder and cater to them.
We're always going to win because what we do, you know, it's for the people. And when you do things from the heart, you'll always be winning.
And that place, it's a smoothie place. It's got a cool name, too. Hold on. What is the name of that place? It's called Miami Squeeze. It's a smoothie place. So they had a lot of drinks, but still, it was $72 worth of drinks. So $2,021 tip on a $72 bill. You got to assume that they went in there to leave this tip, and that was their intention from the beginning. So there could have been another one since then that I haven't even seen because I feel like the last few days there's been a new one every time I check. There is a janitor who works in a hospital, and he sees, you know, how badly COVID has devastated his community, how many people have COVID, seeing, you know, people getting sick and people dying, and he knows that there are people around the country trying to do things to help out, and he says, well, I'm just a janitor. What could I do to help out with all this? People not being able to work, people losing family members, what can I do? So he decides, why not just start raising money and giving it all to charity? So he's literally, it's kind of sounds like panhandling in a way, but the point is he is taking all this money and giving it all to charity, and just another one of these examples of someone
take
trying to do
your money, every it all to charity.
It's kind of ingrained in me as a child that, you know, people were supposed to help each other. Every time I see someone in the hallway, they call me the penny man, you know. So it's like, you know, I feel like a lot of people are excited about it. They needed something positive, you know, for last year, you know, because of the type of year it was. So this was like a bright light for them in a dark time. You know, I'm just happy to be able to do anything for anyone.
They're calling him the penny man now because he believes that, you know, just one penny, if we get enough of them, can help a lot of people out. So that's what he's asking for. You got a couple extra pennies? Send them here and we'll get them out and we'll give them to charity. All right, this is a follow-up from a big story last month. You remember the guys, or we assumed that they were guys, I don't know, that dug up those graves at the cemetery, and they said that they found body parts. And then when they said body parts were missing, and you said, did they steal the body parts?
Yes,
and I said, let me go back and see. And it sounded like they did steal body parts.
Yeah.
I originally thought they'd stolen jewelry, something like that. So apparently, I saw on the local news there, they showed, you know, these plots where they had dug up these coffins. And when the police went there to the crime scene, they found cigar butts.
Okay.
Two of them.
Okay.
And they were like, all right, let's test these for DNA. So they test the DNA, they get DNA off of both of them. They put it into CODIS, which if you don't watch a lot of true crime, CODIS is, CODIS is where they put all of the criminals who have ever been, if you've ever committed a felony or ever been, I think in some states, it's even if you've just been arrested, but
yeah.
Most of the time, I think you have to be charged with something, charged with a felony or something. Then they take your DNA sample, they put it into a database, and then that's
they
how
they find.
Just
take your DNA sample?
You have to, yeah, once you've been charged with something, they can pretty much take it. I know, I'm not in love with that, but it's how they solve a lot of crimes now.
Okay.
I could totally see, Jeremy, I think you and I have talked about this. We watch so much true crime, and yeah. They always use CODIS, and I think if you told me this was something going on in China, I'd be like, yeah. You know, in China, they take everyone's DNA if they've ever been arrested, and they just put it into a big system. And but, I mean, I would like it better if you had to be, like, convicted. And there, it seemed like there was a time, and maybe it still is, you didn't even have to be convicted sometimes. You'd just be charged, and they take your DNA sample, and then they... put it on.
I never thought that
record.
Was true. I thought, look, I don't know. You guys watch all that stuff, but I thought that's why they go around and pick up cigarette butts and stuff, because that's how they get your DNA.
If you're not in CODIS, so if they don't get a hit, a lot of times they'll say, all right, we've got this DNA sample. There's samples that they've had for 40 years, and they go, why can't we find it? Seems like someone who would commit this crime would do it again, and they can't find it. But then you get a suspect, and they think, you know who may have been around that place was Laszlo. Well, what's Laszlo's DNA sample? Ask him for a DNA sample. Laszlo says, I'm not giving you a DNA sample. They can't force you to give a DNA sample without a warrant. So you say no thanks. That's when the police start following you around and they wait for you to throw a drinking cup into the trash or Leave a cigarette butt behind. That's when they come around and start looking for you because you're not in CODIS. But when they ran these two cigars from the cemetery, the DNA samples were a hit for people in CODIS, and they went and found these guys.
43-year-old Brian Tolentino and 39-year-old Burgos Lopez are behind bars on four counts of disturbing the contents of a grave and abuse of a dead body. Investigators with the Lake County Sheriff's Office say the two men admitted to randomly breaking into graves here at the Edgewood Cemetery and taking heads and other body parts last month.
Yeah, they found the skulls. Like, they had the stuff at their apartment. I don't
That's
know,
crazy.
Like, were they going to sell that stuff?
Did what they, do you do with a head?
Do they just want it to do some sort of seance? I don't know. I know that online people do sell remains, and for certain things you have to like have some sort of license. I don't know. I don't know if it's...
What would you want it for?
I mean, I know someone who's been trying to get...
To find a brain? A head? Like a skull? I mean, I'm sorry.
My friend wants a skull.
A head, a brain, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he wants a skull. Thing. He's wanted a skull for a long time.
Like a real human skull?
He wants a human skull.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it the guy
he
I think it is?
Huh?
Is it the guy I think it is?
I don't think so. No.
The guy I think has bodies in his basement?
No. That's just it.
kind of abusive to his lady?
No. When he told me he wanted skulls, I was like, I never would have guessed that you're the person who would want to have human skulls.
Would they care if we said his name now?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it just in case. Okay. You know, he's got a reputation, I suppose. And I don't know if it's something that he talks about. Maybe that's what they were going to do. Maybe they were going to try and sell him on the black market or something.
Do you remember that story of that one guy who found a skull like in the field next to his house and he put it up on the mantle and the police found it because he put a picture of it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Like, why would you just want that on your mantle? I don't understand. And why would you dig up graves?
He put sunglasses on it, Jerry.
It's
remember?
Crazy.
When they saw it on the mantle, wasn't it wearing sunglasses?
Yes.
I think he'd taken a pair of Oakleys or something and put it on the skull.
I don't understand.
I don't totally either. I mean, people are into, you know, morbid stuff, so I guess it's not that crazy to think that somebody would want that stuff.
I don't get it. Why, though?
It's not for me.
Don't.
I mean, it doesn't make
grave.
You a murderer. It just makes you a weirdo.
Right?
It just makes you weird. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to talk to you. You got a live skull, human skull in your kitchen on the food processor because you think it's funny. Like, you're just weird. I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's...
You know, do like everybody else does, you know, like, you know, a vase with some flowers in it. I'm going to decorate like that, you know?
Yeah, and if you absolutely must have bones, I mean, I see people have, like, you know, coyote skulls, and people
Why?
Put deer heads on their wall.
Well,
I don't know.
They shot those. Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Like, if you want something
not,
like that.
I'm not into that either, but that's different than a human skull.
Right.
Yeah. So, this is some good news to end on, because if you've seen this story, it was pretty depressing. There's a picture going around, or it's been going around for a while, of Trump supporters attacking a black woman who was walking home. And... there's several still shots, and you see one guy looks like he's grabbing her by the hair and pointing it, and you see these guys are holding up the flag and stuff, and it looks like they're just surrounding her. But the picture that may have gotten the most attention is a picture of her standing there, and there is a really big, tall white guy behind her, and he's got her wrapped up, and he's got his arms underneath her, right? And everyone said, Who is this guy? You know, he's clearly trying to attack her or assault her or whatever. We need to find this guy. And the internet was big on saying, we need to figure out who this guy is. Well, she has now come out and said, hey, I want everyone to know that guy in that picture saved my life. He was not trying to attack me. The crowd was attacking me. This is why it's so important to have context.
Yep.
The crowd was trying to attack me. He came and grabbed me, and he was saying, like, in my ear, hold on, I got you. We'll get you out of here. These people are going to try and kill you. She's like, he's my hero.
These photos, widely shared on social media, show protesters outside of L.A. City Hall surrounding 25-year-old Berlinda. One image shows someone pulling her hair. Others show a man bear-hugging her while she's getting pepper sprayed at close range. But Berlinda tells NBC4 Tonight the man holding her from behind, who has been vilified on social media as one of her attackers, is quite the opposite.
That guy, I call him my hero because that guy picked me up, was whispering in my ear, telling me, going, you're okay, I got you, I have your phone, you're okay, I'm going to get you out of here, these people are trying to kill you.
So she says, that's my hero. So don't be mad at that guy. Stop trying to dox him or whatever
it is. And now, but this could seem late for him. He's already caught all kinds of crap just being a hero.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I did not see any stories that the internet had figured out who it was. They said that people were asking who he was and we got to find this guy. I feel like the internet usually does figure out who people are pretty quickly. So somebody probably found him. Good news is she says,
well, you know what? Good on you, both of you. And good for her to come out and say it, and good for him to, you know, it's never too late to do the right thing. Not that at any point he didn't do it, but I'm just saying. You know, that situation was bad. I watched it. And then you, at that point, you could say it's too late to do the right thing here, right?
Yeah.
You did the right thing, and you did it at the right time.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, it's me, Laszlo. That's Slim Fast Jenny. It's the Church of Laszlo, Dallas-Fort Worth, Kansas City, Las Vegas, of course. Laszlo, you big, sexy mofo. It's Roman from OC. That's Orange County, California. What up, Slim Fast? This was a guy who hit on you, Jerry, and he says, I shot my shot, but I missed. Anyways, miss you guys while you're off.
Where did he miss? Where did it go?
Yeah, when did I get hit on? What, huh?
Talk to him. He says he shot his shot.
Like he made an attempt.
Yeah, he made an attempt. Hey, I watched, I was downstairs having a cigarette, and one of the guys who works here showed me a video, and it must be circulating now, but it's West Virginia, this guy getting arrested, who was at the
riots?
Yeah.
Okay.
And man, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. And we'll see what happens with a lot of these guys. But I mean, this guy got arrested at his grandma's house.
He did? Oh man. There were plenty of those guys who looked like they lived with their grandparents.
His grandma came out and said, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. And basically blamed it on Trump. Thank you for inciting a riot at the Capitol. We basically, Trump got her son all worked up, and now, but you guys should know he's a good boy. And he was walking out, and I was like, man, I bet you if I could find your Facebook, it'd be lined with things that make you look like Al Pacino in Heat.
But
as soon as 8 FBI cars roll up, the first person you send out is your grandma.
Yeah, will you go talk to him, Nana? Please?
Grandmother, here. I didn't know I was doing anything wrong.
I'm not saying all those guys, but a lot of those guys did look like they lived with their grandmother.
A lot of them look
like it.
Huge.
You know the ones I'm talking about.
Huge, of course.
The baby face beard. He looks like he lives with his grandmother.
Of course. Those guys were not tough guys. There are tough guys out there. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of them there. There may be a couple in the group, but you know, when the FBI rolls up to those houses, a lot of guys are just going to be wetting their pants.
I mean, I would. I can only imagine if I got sucked into something like that you got no friends, right? Let's just hypothetically, I got no friends. I'm 19, 20, and maybe at first I don't even really believe in it, but I'm sitting at home watching YouTube videos. I manage to get sucked in, even if it's just because I kind of think it's fun to believe in something.
Sure.
Next thing I know, I'm group thinking, I'm breaking into the Capitol, and I think, well, everyone's doing it, so it's probably okay, and I'm not going to do anything terrible. I'm not going to shoot anybody. And next thing you know, a couple days later, you're at home at your grandma's house, and the FBI's there to arrest you. I mean, that's you'll wish you had a time machine like never before when they come to arrest you at your grandmother's house.
It's, you know, people are going to, you know, you might get in a little bit of trouble here, but you look at Facebook, you look at the guys who showed up, you looked at how unprepared they were. There's not much difference. They go on YouTube, they go on Facebook, they find their friends that way, they find... you know, we talk about, you know, radical Muslims.
Yep.
These are radical Americans.
Using the internet.
And they're looking for friendship and groupthink, and they found it with, you know, with Big O.
Yep. Right?
He was supposed to be the guy who was going to whoop everybody's ass, and unfortunately, you know, then they found it, you know, with Trump and Donald Jr. and Eric, and, you know, unfortunately, when people started getting arrested, those guys did what they always do,
yep,
which is not get arrested and not worry about you.
And I can't stress how important it is. We mentioned it yesterday, but I listened to that speech some more last night that Trump gave, you know, the morning before, the morning of, where he's saying, we're going to march down there to the Capitol, and I'm going with you.
Yes.
I'll be with you. He says it. I'll be with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a telling moment for everything with this entire administration. I'll be with you.
We're with you. Those guys aren't with you. They're not going to jail.
No.
They're not going to jail. And then I get you, any of you hear from him? Any of you guys who are arrested, you hear from Donald Trump Jr., him going to go ahead and pick up your legal fees? Huh? Interfere on your part?
Yeah.
Please.
Not going to happen. Oh, so it's important when we have a discussion like this that we reiterate we are just some friends sitting at a bar and, you know, we're looking at our phones. We go, oh, did you see this?
Right, yeah.
Ooh, what about this? Doesn't necessarily mean anything other than it's just, it's interesting. It's good gossip.
Right.
And I do tend to share these stories with you just so that you're up to date. A former substitute teacher in Kentucky. You fill in the rest.
Had sex with her student.
Yes.
Yep.
A former Kentucky substitute teacher has been charged with raping an eighth grade student, including an illicit romp at a hotel, according to a report. This woman's name is Alexandria Allen, a 25-year-old one-time sub.
Last name, gotta look her up.
A-L-L. I've got it right here. I was going to show her to you. Alexandria Allen. She's 25 years old. It said she was a one-time sub. Now, Jeremy and I read this. It was worded the same from two different articles.
Yeah.
When they say, listen to the sentence, Alexandria Allen, a 25-year-old one-time sub at Royal Spring Middle Schools. Are they saying she subbed literally one time? Or are they saying once upon a time?
At one time.
At one time, she was a substitute. It's got to mean at one time. Because if not,
I would think so.
If not, she moved very quickly.
How do you spell her last name again?
Allen, A-L-L-E-N. If you just do Kentucky teacher, you'll find her. And I've had this, you know, kind of rule when all these scandals started to happen with the female teachers and the male students. I said a good way to get rid of this is to go back to how it was when we were kids and just have the teachers be much older, you know, much older than the students. They don't need to be getting so close in age. You know what I mean? You figure if she's 25 and he's in eighth grade, then wouldn't that mean that, you know, it's like, what, 10-year age difference?
Yeah.
I need to see a picture of her.
That's, I mean, please. Look, it's enough, but it's not enough for, like, the teacher. If they're going to have these young teachers in there, and it really goes for men and women, because we've seen a lot of these stories. And I know it's not going to solve all the problems, but certainly the headlines that we saw, especially, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, just every day,
right.
Tons of
them. Can I see a picture of her, please?
you still can't find her.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I was telling you before.
Yeah, you know, people always say, oh, this didn't happen. I try to argue some fast point of view here because I think, you know what? People should be able to do whatever job they have, but I can't come up with any sort of proof here because all of the teachers I went to school with were old. Like the idea that if one of my buddies said I had sex with Miss York, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Do we need to call your dad?
Right.
Yeah.
What? Are you okay? Why? What happened? Explain to me what happened. Why would this happen? Are you a serial rapist? Right? Like, is there's nothing. What is going on here? Right? I would be blown away by the fact that it never came up in discussion. Never in discussion. Now, sometimes, I know one time I had a teacher, there was a girl I went to school with, her name was Christy, and she was up and we had a teacher, and you know what, I don't know for certain, I'm 99% sure he kept the hot stuff in his coffee, right?
Sure, I know
and,
those.
And, you know, I had an okay relationship with him, you know, talked to him fine, and she was a woman in the 10th grade, a woman. And she went and sat down, and he looked at me and he said, it's girls like that that drive me to drink. Now, That's as close as I ever got to that. And right then I said, me too, me too. And then he laughed and I went and sat down. Looking back on it, I think he may have been saying, this girl is so goddamn dumb. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Like she was asking a question, I think he was like, these are goddamn kids, man. That's what makes me drink.
Of course.
And he was saying that to me. But in my mind, I was like,
I know. That's all I think about.
All I think about is sitting back here drinking a boner for days. My hormone monster was like, me too. Me too.
Me too, morning.
I mean, so you kind of with me, I think we've kind of agreed on this. Just since we don't have a better solution right now, let's just make the age difference much greater. And it, again, it won't stop 100% of these assaults or whatever, but it'll prevent a lot of them. When you have these teachers that are so close in age to their students, now this kid's eighth grade, so it's a bigger difference than some of them. We've had teachers there. It seemed like we went on a run there where there was a lot of teachers who were early 20s. They just got out of college and they were basically learning to be teachers. They were TAs.
Yeah.
And their students were 18 years old sometimes, 17, 18 years old. They were only a few years. They could have been in school.
Also, his mother reported him again, like you said. They found nude pictures and videos of Alan and her son on his cell phone.
Yeah.
I mean, how...
Stop.
How dumb.
Stop with that.
What?
Right? Like, what are you doing?
Everybody.
You know, even if you think I'm in love with him and he's great, you at least have to know society frowns upon this.
Yeah.
They frown upon the fact that I'm his teacher. They frown upon the fact that I'm 25 and he's 15. Why don't we not make a video of this? And if we do make a video of it, which why don't we not make a video of it?
Right.
But if we do make a video of it, why don't we not make a video of this? But if we do make a video of it, why do we not put it on your phone? Because maybe your mom still checks your phone. Why does your mom still check your phone? Because you're 15.
She pays for it. She's paying the phone bill. It's her phone. I get it. I mean, look, 25, you're still immature in a lot of ways, but you're 25. You're an adult. There's no excuses there.
And I will tell you this. I have told you this before. And I think where you make, I don't know how you do it, but I think where you make the point, which kind of brings me around to your side thing. Now, I don't know how you do it legally and say a 25-year-old can't teach seniors. That doesn't make sense to me. Not everybody should be punished for their crime if that's what they want to do. I'm sure there's 25-year-olds, 28-year-olds, 30-year-olds who are great teachers. That senior students right now, this very minute, would be losing a great teacher and someone who's helping them, overcome whatever it is that they're trying to overcome as seniors, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So, that's the drawback is that you'd be losing great teachers. And how do you decide where it is and what it isn't? But I do believe this. The longer you hang out with someone, the more you start to act like them. Mm-hmm. And so they say, well, how could this woman have sex with this 10th grader or whatever? Because all she does is hang out with 10th graders. Go and have dinner with five teachers. And then get up to go to the bathroom and say, hey, can I go to the bathroom? I guarantee you one of them is going to say, I don't know, can you? I guarantee you the jokes that they tell, right?
They're all not
the
level.
Things that they do, it's all there.
They're
and it's just not teachers. Jail, prison guards, go in there. Get out of the shower. There's two guards and two inmates playing spades. And you don't know which one is slamming the ace down going in your face, bitch.
Right.
Because you spend enough time in jail, you act like a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't. You get to go home, obviously,
right.
And there's things that change, but you spend enough time in one place, you start to act like the people around you, and you may not even notice it, and that's how you end up in a relationship with someone underage. Not everyone does this, but that's how it happens.
With these schools, it seems like, with these teachers. And I remember the women at my school that were accused of this, when I say accused, not legally, but like people said, did you know? And then she left school, and it's like, well, that is a little...
Right.
Coincidental. But I remember they were very flirtatious with the guys. The guys would come up and rub one of these teachers' shoulders. You know, it's like, okay, Blake, come on up. And he'd rub her shoulders and they'd talk. And she was, and I thought these women act like the girls in my class. You know what I mean? They respond to these guys the same way the girls my age respond to these guys. It's so weird. I didn't know what Laszlo's talking about. I had never thought about that at the time. I just thought these girls are like, these women, these teachers are really kind of ditzy and annoying. No, they were becoming what they were surrounded by, like Lazo right. says.
And my school, it was men. We had young men teachers. All of the women teachers that I had through elementary school and middle school were the same teachers that had been there for 40 years.
Okay.
Like, the new teachers that were coming in were all men. And two of my teachers, when my fifth grade teacher and I believe one of my seventh grade teachers both married high school girls. As soon as they graduated, they got married because we had found out that they had been in a relationship for years while the girls were still in school.
Yep.
Like that was a normal thing at my school.
I just found out about somebody that I know that did that. Met a student, ended up quitting, and then I think like married the student or something.
But it's not an unpopular thing to happen in college campuses.
Yeah. Right.
It's just accepted more because you're adults now,
adults,
right?
Yeah.
When you start hanging out with college kids all the time, you start acting like a college kid. That's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. So you say you've already figured out this talk, or you've had the talk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I saw this story.
We were watching some sort of movie, and a question came up, and I was like, yo. Do you guys know everything? And my oldest is like, yeah, I know everything. I'm like, do you really know everything? And he's like, I know everything. And I'm like, yo, what about you? You know everything? He's like, I think I know everything. I'm like, look, this is how it works. This goes here, that goes there, this, and then boom, and then, I don't know, it fertilizes an egg, and then you get a baby. If you need more information, I'm sure you can look it up.
And were they embarrassed? Were they interested?
My oldest was like, we don't need to talk about this. My youngest was like, okay. Like, he took note of it. Like, I think the last part, he was unaware of.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that I can have this conversation with my 9-year-old, but I can't have it on the radio.
Yeah, you can't.
Because, but I don't think he was aware of the coming and going parts of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Interesting.
You know, I get it.
Yes.
I mean, I really don't even know how to say it.
Right.
I can't.
Point is, you may have to say it to your kid, or you may decide to tell your kid, or you may not. I do, real quick though, I do think it's interesting that your oldest son said, I know everything there is to know. Because two things. One, of course I don't want to have this talk with you, so yes, I know everything.
Yeah.
But then the flip side of that is he may think, like, if you can really think back to when you were a kid, and maybe you weren't like this, but I remember thinking, not only do I know way more than my parents know about sex.
Yes, exactly.
I thought, you don't understand, my generation's so depraved and so disgusting. You know, kids have brought magazines to school. I know things they don't even know. I believed that because I was, you know,
sure, of
eight
course.
Or nine or
of
whatever.
Course.
And so I thought I knew more than they did. And that made me even more uncomfortable. They said, do you want to, you know, we're going to talk about this. Mm-mm.
Right. No, of course.
No,
so, I made it quick while the movie was still on. I was like, you know, I always thought it was weird. Like, you know, well, let's go upstairs. And I bought this book. And we were like, look, man, this is what happens. Bing, bang, bada boom. And this is what a condom does. It stops the bada boom.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
there you go.
Bada got it. Like, it doesn't have to be more than that, does it? Like, anything else you can learn on your own, play around with your friends. But these are the basics.
Yeah, you need to know these very important things.
Right.
Because, I mean, how old were you when you told your mom about the, you know, the peeing thing at the dinner table?
Like, probably we're in between their ages.
Okay.
Where the kid across the street said, like, well, this is how you do it. And I said, okay, of course, this is how you do it. And he said, then you pee, and then that's how you make a baby.
Yeah. And so you thought
I told my mom, I said, I had no idea you peed. That's what you did. And she said, you're going to lose a lot of friends. That's what she said to me.
You're going to lose a lot
and
of friends.
And then she told me what it was.
So it's a touchy subject, obviously, for a lot of families. And apparently it's so much a touchy subject that a lot of people are just deciding not to have the conversation at all anymore. And there's a study that was done about the birds and the bees and, you know, parents having that talk. Boston University School of Public Health.
Yeah.
And it turns out that researchers say while younger teens still get most of their information, this being, I would say, closer to like your younger son's age, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're still getting a lot of their information from the talk, if there is a talk, because they may not yet really have unfettered access to the internet. Like, a lot of parents might even say, you can't have a phone yet.
Right.
If you're on a tablet, you know, I'm going to be watching your use. But as you become, like, 13, 14, now suddenly there's a very good chance you're on the phone a lot, probably almost constantly, and it would be almost impossible for your parents to keep tabs on you all the time to know what you're doing. And those kids are, surprise, surprise, turning to the internet. According to a national survey of sexual health and behavior, young adults between 18 and 24 say their go-to source when it came to sex education was pornography, One in four people in that age group say porn is the most helpful when learning how to have sex.
Like as, an, how to do it.
As an adult, they were like, this was, you know, that was the most helpful. Far more helpful than the thing they taught me at school, the conversation that my dad had. I learned more from that, which, I mean, if you had the internet, it's almost impossible not to learn more.
It's like, of course it helps.
And it could be misinformation.
Like if I explain to you right now how to play football, it would be one thing. I could get you the basics of it. But if you turned on a high-screen definition TV and watched a playoff game this weekend, you'd be like, well, goddamn, I see the positioning. It all matters here. It's a, you know, much more accurate representation of the event that's happening.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, you would be you'd be watching more NFL games than an NFL coach.
So you don't agree with this, Jenny?
I mean, it shows you how it's supposed to work.
Technically. Some parts.
But as far as, like, the reaction of what may be happening, that's not necessarily
right. And they talk about that. So,
well,
so
I don't know about it.
Adults say they learn, these
it's
young adults.
It's not in my experience, anyway.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, look, you know, well, hopefully kids know that, again, I'll use a football analogy.
Okay.
When you watch the NFL.
Yeah.
As opposed to your flag football team.
It's not going to work the
same. It's not exactly the same, but we're all playing the same kind of game. It's the same game, right? So it's not as flashy, but it's the same thing.
I mean, you're running towards a goal. I get that. I understand that, but...
You know the basic rules of the game, sort of, right? The rules may be a little different when you play the game the first time. And that's the talk that a lot of parents have to decide whether or not they're going to have, which is a basic thing. And I've heard, like, Dan Savage and other, you know, love advice people talk, sex advice people talk about that. You got to have the talk and just say, look, I know you're going to watch pornography. I know you've probably already been watching pornography. You just need to know it's not real. They're getting paid to do that.
Yes.
And then if you try and do a lot of the things that they're doing in those videos with the partner, they may not react all that well. So these are things that you need to
But if you
talk
don't
about.
Shoot your shot, kid, you may never.
I knew Russell was going to say
that. You may never get a chance. Like, I'm just saying, sometimes you got to throw the ball deep. Look, you know what? Don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
There you go.
Right? You know, it sounds like a whole generation of people telling their kids they can never play in the NFL. You know, nobody makes the NFL. You never make it in the NFL. I say, you know what? Chase your dreams.
But
chase your dreams.
Just because you're watching that quarterback throw at a perfect spiral does not mean that you are going to be able to do the exact same thing.
But you know what? If I never try, I'll never know. And that's what I'm saying. Don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough. When you see that video, if that's what you want to do, you want to hit a 500-foot home run or whatever else, go get it.
So
with
am
consent.
I wrong, Slim?
I think I'm just playing devil's advocate.
You found a girl who let wear a latex turtlenecks.
I know. And there is consent there.
And we're in our 30s.
There, just making sure we're learning from porn. Just make sure it's all consensual.
And here's
that's
the other thing. Hold on. Of course, consents. But you're raising kids again. We got to raise kids in the generation that they're in, not the ones that we're in.
Right.
You're making it seem like just the guys are watching porn.
No.
The girls are watching porn, too, so they're expecting it. This is what it is.
But I can tell you, of all the porn I've ever watched, what those girls are doing is not what I do.
And that's what I hear a lot.
Bummer.
If you try that with your high school sweetheart, you may end up having a bad time.
She grew up in a town where she wasn't watching it. Now, all I'm saying is there's a better than 90% chance that your high school sweetheart is watching the same thing you are.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not just guys watching porn, so she's not going to be surprised at this. This is how we act.
Right. And I know you said it. Like, yes, consent is important because they don't talk about that part in porn.
Where
you know, you need to have this discussion.
And the girl has to do a certain thing, and this has to happen, and that is not happening.
But I do agree that if you're just looking for the most bang for your buck, you know, no pun intended, you're learning the most. Now, some of it could be bad information, but overall, you're learning the most you could possibly learn from porn. When it comes to the talk with your parents, there's no way.
Now, you could think that it's bad, and that's not the way it should be. That's okay. We're getting texts in. It's okay if you say people shouldn't learn from pornography. It should be different. We shouldn't have. But I'm just saying that they do. You watched Euphoria?
I never, yeah, I watched the season. The
right,
first
with the girl, and she, you know, everything, she, everybody's like, oh my God, it's so sad because she watched porn to try to figure out how to make her boyfriend happy because it was so readily available.
Oh.
Then she was acting like a porn star all the time every time they had sex, and they were like, oh my God, why would she have to go through all that? I'm just saying that's what's happening. Right? That's what's happening. Girls
that
are watching porn, boys are watching porn.
And, well, I do
that's
see,
true,
right?
Yes.
Instead of like in the 1920s when nobody really knew how to do it, and you're just kind of fumbling around,
right.
A lot less fumbling around. A lot less. A lot more. I know where this goes.
Right.
The thing that I see the most is girls when they talk to these young girls in school and they report saying I don't want to do this, and it's the vast majority of people saying I'm not interested in this. I'm not interested in this. I'm not interested in this. And the guys, they report higher numbers than ever that guys are trying it the very first time. Right.
Yeah.
So again, it's just important to talk. But 18 to 24 year olds say that pornography is their go to choice for sex ed. Right.
Sure.
1 in 4 people in that age group say that porn is by far the most helpful thing, like far and above, not only the resource that they use the most, but the most helpful thing. And then some of these adults, 18 to 24, say that their sexual partner is the best source for this information, which, okay, like I guess you ask, I remember my high school girlfriend, we would talk, she'd talk about what her friend had told her and what she was interested in, what she's not interested in. We would have those discussions sometimes.
Yes,
talk about living in a bubble.
Then they said even fewer of these people picked their parents. Like parents, healthcare professionals, watching sex ed shows on TV, of course. But
it's also clinical.
It said the study
that makes it not fun.
The study finds young women are much more likely to choose their partner as the most helpful resource when it comes to sexual questions than the men are. Much more likely. The results reveal heterosexual men are the most likely people to choose porn as their primary source for their sex knowledge. Now, younger kids, though, still rely on the talk. And it says, this expert's from the Indiana University School of Public Health, says it's from based on the survey done a couple years ago. It featured answers from 357 young adults, 18 to 34, 324 adolescents, 14 to 17, goes on and on. But all of the respondents said that they had received helpful information about how to have sex from someone, right? These people they talked to. Researchers note not nearly as many youngsters in the national survey reported having received this advice. Now, whether that means they're having the talks less or whether it means they're not old enough to have had the talk yet.
Also because of the information being so readily available, nobody's going to their parents and asking them. You used to ask, at some age, you call it crazy, but at 8, 9, 10, you say, where did the baby come from?
Right.
You ask those questions. I don't think anybody's asking anymore because you're like, I know where it comes from.
Now you just type it into the computer.
Yeah. Can you make a baby that way? I'm not sure, but I know the general idea of how this works, right? The information comes quicker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
in the 1920s, there was nothing else. You had to ask your dad how to make a baby. In the 1950s, and it's like now, all of a sudden, the 70s, you had to ask your sister because she was doing it all the time. Right? In the 80s and the 90s, things changed. Now you're in the 2020s, and it's right there in your face, 24/7.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying it is what it is.
And it does say that for kids
who are... Will Ferrell did help, though, I will say, with the talk.
With what?
With the birds and bees talk.
How?
Daddy's Home 2.
Okay.
Marky Mark are arguing about who's going to give the talk to the kid. Is it going to be the stepdad, the real dad? Are they going to do it together? Then Marky Mark sees Will Ferrell tell the kid that there's a plug and a socket, and that's how it works, and it goes like that. And then they get into a real argument because Will Ferrell tells them that if you're going to date a girl, you want to get in the friend zone because that's a safe place to be, and she feels comfortable with you, and you want to be a friend. And Marky Mark says, God damn it, not in the friend zone. You want to get in the end zone like your dad, and then they go from there. So if you're looking for a way to tell your kids, Daddy's Home too.
Solved.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, things I'm doing to keep myself young.
Yeah, like as you get older,
Botox.
Botox is a good one. Have you done Botox?
No.
Oh, do you want to?
No.
You don't have any wrinkles.
I don't.
So,
I mean, I probably do, but if I look close, I probably do, but
I don't really see any. You think he's got wrinkles? I don't think he's got wrinkles.
No, not at all.
I was thinking I definitely get that. But what about stuff like when you were younger, you never dreamed that you would lose interest in this or that you would somehow be out of touch with this thing or that you would just stop doing this. And so then you realize at some point in your 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever it is, you go, oh, I can't believe I stopped doing that. I can't believe I don't. It could be, I don't know if you played pickup basketball with your friends or something and you stopped doing that.
Sure.
Because I keep seeing these lists of stuff There was an article from yesterday, day before, about stuff that you're supposed to do when you become an adult, things you better stop doing. And then right alongside of it, I saw things that will keep you young, stuff that you do as you get older to help you feel young.
Right.
I feel like the whole thing is backwards, though, because I think it should be reversed. I think the stuff that they say you got to stop doing all this, maybe some of it, but maybe some of it is what would help you feel young. So here's the list.
I have kids, so that keeps you young. You do younger stuff.
And they keep you hip on what's
cool. Right, you know what's happening.
TikTok.
Right? I understand.
SoundCloud rappers, all that stuff, right?
Right. It's true. Like some, there's time, I didn't know anything about any of that stuff. All of a sudden, I came in and I was talking to some fans about it, and all of a sudden, I knew more about it than, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, all of a sudden, boom,
like, I don't know any of these guys.
I'm like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, you haven't heard of him? The most popular rapper in the world. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'd know if he was the most popular.
Yeah.
Nope, had no idea. That's one of the things, by the way, that's definitely one of my things is like music.
Music, sure.
Music in general. Mm-hmm. When I hear someone say something about music, or if I hear a bunch of people listening to the same song and they all seem to know it, now if it's like an obvious pop song
right,
or whatever,
sure.
then okay, I don't always know that stuff. I never did. But if it sounds like it might be kind of cool, and all these, you know.
Right, but that comes natural to me because I love music, so I'm always listening to it anyway.
Right. So that's not as forced.
Right.
There are other things, though, that maybe you feel.
Movies for me.
Movies is something that you used
to
enjoy
like if
more?
I hear you and Jeremy or you and your friends talking about, like, I don't know, Midsommar or something, I'm like, I do not want to watch that. But I know everybody, I'm like, and I just sit on my couch and stare at it for like, I do not want to watch this.
Did you watch it, by the way?
I did.
Did you think it was ridiculous?
Yeah. But,
okay.
You know, but I mean, so, but anything, you know, you see all these things, people talking about
yes.
movies and movies.
Yeah.
I find it harder and harder for myself to get invested in that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, this is just, I'll skim through some of these. Stuff that you're supposed to stop doing. They say that you better stop doing.
I have to stop doing it now that I'm old?
This thing says, these are things that you better stop doing when you're an adult.
Okay.
Like, it's a bad sign if you're still doing it. Calling your relatives to bail you out of a financial crisis, you should be taking care of yourself instead. That's fair. I get that
you're going to call them.
You're hoping that you're in the position that you don't have to call
right.
them for that. But maybe also you're still taking chances, baby. You're still chasing your dream, right?
Right.
Maybe you turn down that manager's position at whatever because it's not what you wanted to do, and you're still out there trying. Yeah. I don't know at what point you have to give up. What if you don't have kids?
Well, maybe you have to quit calling your dad for money, though.
Maybe
at some
that's
point.
Fair. Hmm. Meet in the middle. Blaming other people for how your life is turning out. That I'm fine with.
I hate
with.
That.
I've always hated that. That whole, it must be nice to be you,
right.
you know, you're so
I
lucky.
Got like, screwed in this.
Yes.
I hate that. Always the victim mentality. I hate that. I'm not saying that there aren't victims, but.
But there are
and
victim
And I get it. And
victims.
I'm willing to reach a hand out to you. But there are way more. I'll give you an example. I thought I had ALS because I was having a mental breakdown. And I read somewhere there are way more people who are freaked out about having ALS than actually have ALS at this moment. And one of the things
sense.
I was reading, I was like, okay, there are way more people who claim victimhood than who are actually victims.
Oh, yeah. And if you know these people, everybody knows someone like this.
Right.
Because they don't ever change from what I can tell.
No.
It's always, it must be nice
they
because this happened to me.
They just people around them.
I've just got a black
so
cloud
everybody
that follows
gets tired
me around.
Of it or yeah. they get used by that person and then they just get a whole new group of people who commiserate with their victimhood with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when they talk about that black cloud following them around, I'm like, dude.
It's you.
At what point do you not realize you're the black cloud?
You're the black cloud.
Yep.
If it follows you everywhere and nobody
right.
else, but somehow they've convinced themselves. So this says another thing not to do is spending too much of your money or most of your money on partying, alcohol, and eating out. Now, I think
Damn.
That you should be partying, buying money or spending money on booze if you want, eating out. You know, you shouldn't be calling family members to pay your rent afterwards.
Right.
But if you can say, this is my priorities is still, I like to spend a lot of money on eating out, getting booze, going out with friends. You can do that. I don't think you need to be going to the same club where all the 21-year-olds are hanging out.
No,
but
you can
lame.
Do different things.
But
also,
do
doesn't
stuff.
Going out to dinner make you feel younger?
Yes,
yeah,
they're going
I
home
think.
And cooking all the time.
Oh, yeah,
they're going
definitely.
To a restaurant. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's the opposite of what this thing says. This should be on the list of things.
But
that
I
help
also
you
understand
feel
there's a little bit less adulting to a little bit of my life. Because when my kids aren't there, I just order takeout.
Yeah, I get that.
Right?
Yeah,
I just so maybe I, you know, maybe I could, you know, man up a little bit and go home and actually make myself dinner. Now I do on the weekends, but only on the weekends because I'll just make like pot roast and eat it all weekend, or I'll just make chili and eat it all weekend. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like tonight, I ain't going home and cooking myself dinner.
No.
Yeah.
One,
You're alone.
Yeah. And so one, just cooking for one person seems like it's a lot of work.
It is.
And
it is
a lot of cleanup. You know what I mean? For all that. And two, it's somewhat depressing.
Just cooking for one?
Yeah, you're like, well.
Oh, no, no.
There
yeah.
you go.
I'll light a candle here.
Yeah.
Whatever. I guess it's just you and me tonight.
Really? There we go.
Me?
Yeah. A lot of this stuff is somewhat, you know, like how you interact with other people. Like seeking everyone's approval. You should be over that. I'm fine with some of that stuff. And worrying what other people think about you all the time, which is the same thing. One of the things says spending too much or running too much debt up to buy fun things for yourself.
Yep.
Spending too much on a car that you can't afford. Spending too much on this. Again, if you're not calling your parents to bail you out, maybe buying that Mustang is what helps you feel a little young.
It's fine, but it's probably not practical.
Right.
Not practical. There's got to be a line in there somewhere. This also says that you should not be looking up your exes on social media. What? Adults aren't supposed to look up their exes on social media? That's absurd.
No.
Of course they do.
No.
I've got friends... it's my girlfriend's basically grandparents, and they're you know in their late 70s, early 80s. They're on Facebook all the time. I got to think that at some point, you know, he gets on there and looks up ex girlfriends or whatever that from his past.
I'm blocked,
even at 80.
So,
well, that's my problem too. That's why every time there's a new form of social media, I go, I wonder if she's got this right. Because I've been blocked a couple times. I've been blocked for no good reason, by the way. I think it's bad if you're leaving comments and stuff, or if you're liking things. You know, be discreet. They don't need to know that you've been there.
My oldest said it the other day, man, it was super funny. We were talking about somehow, and we were at our house, and it was something happened. My youngest doesn't really remember. He says he kind of remembers all of us being together, but doesn't overly remember it. And my oldest said, no, man. He said, I mean, they really used to love each other. I mean, now they block each other on Facebook. But and I started laughing. I was like, you know what? It's very funny, man.
Yep.
Good for you. Good for you.
Now, this says you should stop dressing up like a teenager and going along with the fads, which I'm fine with going along with fads, but it says that you should dress your age. As long as I'm okay with that, as long as dressing my age can also mean dressing a lot like I did when I was 21.
Yes.
If that's your, you know, when you kind of came of age and you want to stick with that look.
That's what I've done.
I think you should be allowed to do that. And I think it also, if you did anything else, it would be unnatural. If you suddenly started dressing like the guys down the hall,
it'd be weird.
That would be totally unnatural.
I don't know. Is this out of my age room?
I don't think so.
No, it's.
I'm just wearing a sweatshirt, khakis, and Jordans.
It's athleisure wear.
Fine. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Athleisure wear. Trying to pull off alcohol stunts.
These are my kids' Jordans, though.
See, well, there you go. You wear the same size as your kids.
Yeah, so you know I'm a shoe guy, right?
Yeah.
And me and my oldest, Euro, we're both shoe guys. My youngest doesn't really care. You know, he doesn't get excited about it. Like, it's fine, but like if I would get my oldest shoes when he was like 9, he'd be like, oh, these, you know, he's got on his phone, like, you know, at Bleacher Report, he's signed up to the new kicks, which come out, right? Like me and him both. So, the greatest thing happened because I've always said, if I can't afford to buy it for all three of us, then I can't afford to buy it. Mm-hmm. So I just can't buy myself a new pair of shoes. I got to buy all three of us a new pair of shoes. Just me. I'm not saying you have to do that as a parent. Just makes me feel better about spending money on shoes. But now, me and my oldest have the same size shoe.
So now you can say.
So I'm like, boom,
there's
you want these Jordan 1s? We'll just share them, man.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, so. I bought these for him for Christmas, and I just texted him today with a picture, like, wearing these to work. He's getting old enough. He just responded, cool, cool, cool.
That's great.
I'm like, how about, yes, Dad?
Saved 33% now on your new shoe shopping. It says that you should no longer pull alcohol stunts, whatever that means, but also talk about, take pictures of yourself while you're drinking and stuff and put it on social media. Show off to other people your alcohol stunts and stuff on social media. I think what they're saying is don't get drunk and then post all your drunken shenanigans
on social media. Nobody wants to do that, but it just happens once you're drunk.
I think if you're not doing that, then you're probably a little bored or on the wagon. But this one, to me, is the most controversial. It says you're no longer allowed to decorate your home, not even a little, with things like a framed Godfather poster whatever those things were that you were into. If you like it, there's a way to do that. I'm not saying the whole house should be posters that are thumbtacks to the wall.
Right.
But you don't have to get rid of all that stuff, do you?
No, you just have to do it differently.
Yeah, you got to find a way to do
it.
Like,
if you go into my house, like I used to have, you know, I love sports memorabilia. So I used to have a bunch of that in my apartments or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of those frame posters and stuff like that anymore. But I have like a built-in shelf where I have signed helmets from Billy Sims and Barry Sanders and Travis Kelce, right? And so you put those up and then all of a sudden, you know, it's just a little more adult, right?
Yes. There's a way
That's
to do
all.
It.
There's a way to do it. You just have to, you know, if you want the Godfather stuff, then put all that kind of stuff in one room, make it like a movie room and just own
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And
that,
put it in right. frames.
Put it in frames. Right. And that can frames, be a way right. to stay young.
Yes.
My
just
den has all that, you know, the gold records and the Pearl Jam signed stuff. And
yes.
that's all
music
in my
stuff.
Office. You just got to do it a little different.
Yes. Because
don't
this...
just hang a fish poster in your bedroom.
Not yeah, 40, that's bad. Yeah, don't do right. that. But there's a way to do it. And the list about how to stay young is just the exact opposite. It talks about how you should smile more often, adopt a pet from the shelter, take an online class. This is a list of how to be old.
Boring.
If you said how to know you're getting old, I would read you this list. I took an online class.
Yeah, which one of those
I drank,
things did I do
started
when I was
drinking
young.
More water. Right. And then it even says, like,
the answer was none of them.
Listen to bands that you liked when you were a teenager. Okay, but why can't I listen to bands that are coming out now?
Right.
This is a list of how to be old. I say if you want to not, you know, feel your age, don't totally throw
in
the towel.
I said, if you
want
to feel young tonight, go listen to some new music that you've never heard
exactly.
before.
Exactly.
Even if you don't like it, and try to figure it out and have a couple beers.
Yes.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
All right, it is me, Laszlo. This is the Church of Laszlo segment we do every Friday, if we remember to do it, called Country Psychic. Slimfast, I gave you the artist.
Yep. I think
Luke
I've
Bryan.
Got the basic idea here.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan.
And I gave you the name of the song, What She Wants
what
Tonight.
What She Wants Tonight.
I let you listen to a little bit of it. You want to listen to a little bit more?
Yeah, real quick, if I can just make sure. I think I got where the intro was. Oh, that sounds like the middle of the song, Jerry.
Yeah.
There we go. It may not matter. Boom.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, can I just hear what it... No, it changes here in a second.
Wish I knew how to play the guitar.
Yeah, I know. Is that like steel guitar? I thought it changed
good.
Right here. Did it?
Right here.
There it is. All right.
So this is Country Psychic. Some fast says let him hear a little bit of the music, give him the title and artist, and he can sing it before he's ever heard it. So now let's listen to you. You've got it now, right?
Yeah, I know what
you're
he's
positive
singing about.
You know the lyrics
oh,
to
yeah.
this song.
I know what he's it. Singing about. I know
he's a country psychic. What She Wants Tonight, Luke Bryan. Here's Slim Fast.
She's always been this way. No plans for tomorrow, gotta live for today, and that's just fine. 'Cause tonight she's mine. She almost dropped out of school. Never did her homework, didn't think it was cool. But she's got the look. She don't need to know how to cook. She says all we got's right now, so I'll buy her a drink and kiss her eyebrow. Let me take you home. Baby, get off the phone. I don't need to be Mr. Right, just trying to be what she wants tonight. Quit playing hard to get. I know you're getting. Her needs and her wants don't align. She needs a baby daddy and I ain't that guy, but she don't need to know. Now bitch, grab your coat, let's go. Come teach me about birds and bees. I ain't got no diamond ring, but I'm on my knees. Please, baby, take the bait. I don't want to have to masturbate. What she wants tonight. Ain't no booger-eating loser who ain't that bright. Well, I'm a PhD. Come on, baby, sleep with me. 'Cause what she wants and what she needs. Same thing. I'm sorry.
What?
Why do you say you have a PhD?
When how did
that? How did you get a PhD out of that?
I said I'm
I don't
not
know that a
bright.
Lot of country guys just say I got a PhD.
I mean,
because for some reason the only thing that fit was booger eating loser, who ain't that bright. So if she don't like no booger eating losers who ain't that bright, well I'm smart. So I'm
a PhD.
She ain't looking for no booger-eating loser who ain't that bright. Well, I'm a PhD.
All right.
Come on, baby. Come home with me. He wants to be what she wants tonight.
Clearly.
I get the concept. And I think you did a really good job. The end really threw me.
Yeah.
It threw us all. It threw
the
me.
The booger-eating loser thing seemed aggressive. And then it just felt like you could have just rhymed tonight with the end of it.
Yeah.
Instead of throwing in the whole PhD.
I mean, he's trying to impress her, I guess.
I guess.
You go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If he says something about his education level, I'm going to crap my
pants.
When
you see people at a church speaking in tongues, right?
Oh,
you don't say like, oh, why would Jesus say that? They say, I don't know. I'm just a vessel. That's all I am. I'm just a vessel.
All right. Well, let's hear the real version. This is Luke Bryan, What She Wants Tonight.
Walks a velvet rope unhooks. She snaps her fingers and a drink comes. She locks you down with just one look. She's got this whole club undone. If she's on a rebound, you ain't gonna know it. Coming off a heartbreak, she ain't gonna show
it. Oh, I almost
it.
Said heartbreak. Damn it.
She's ice cold, red dot locked on me. Yeah. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home.
She wants to what? She puts her hands on my body. She touches me like a fox? Is that what you said?
I don't know. I missed that.
Said she puts her hands on my body. This is like an R&B
song.
She
wants to burn like she's made of fire.
She wants to burn like
she's
made of fire.
Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry.
Oh, my God. I almost said whiskey sour. I was trying to work in whiskey sour, but, you know, it's almost... Last hour, I was trying to think of a way to say last call.
Because I think you're going to be surprised here in a second.
All right.
What she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants. And I get to me what she wants tonight.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
I mean, that's it. I get to be what she wants tonight.
I get to be what she wants tonight.
I mean, these lyrics almost, they do sound more like an R&B song. Don't they?
I get to catch all her secrets. Sequins bouncing off flashing lights. If she wants it, then we're leaving.
Well, I just have some bad news. At no point does he mention his education.
Damn. So, but, okay, as listening to this song, in my mind when I was singing, we were sitting, I could even picture the bar that we were at this club. He's with her at the club.
Yeah.
And he wants to be what she wants tonight. And I knew
you nailed it. You really did nail it.
I knew the whiskey thing. I'm telling you, you got to believe me.
You nailed it. You were both in a club and you said, I'm what she wants to be
right.
tonight.
And right. I was trying to find a way to say, it's last call, but I've got whiskey sours at home. I couldn't make it fit. You know, it's last call hour. Come home, I'll make you a whiskey sour. That's what it would have been.
There you go.
But
that
I couldn't. I couldn't find it. But he was trying. That was Luke trying to get his point across. And I failed him there. That's really on me. So
you got to remember, it's got to, I love you like a brother, and you do. You got to remember a truck and a state.
I know. Yes. Well,
truck and a state.
The last two
they
times.
They mentioned like Tennessee, Kentucky somehow.
I know. I said it feels like cheating. Right. The last two times I did work in the truck, and the time before that it was the truck and the, I think, Bud Light or something.
Yeah.
And I got hosed on both of those. So then, of course, I take a day off of working in the truck and the road and the beer.
Mean, this one was more at the club as opposed to at the farm. So yeah. I see where you were going. But
yeah. I thought you did a good job.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. So what now?
Well, now we're done.
We're done.
That's it?
That's it.
That is it.
Send it to the archives.
Yep.
Trying to find if they ever said what charges some of these people are going to face.
Oh, man.
I just keep seeing more of them get arrested.
That guy at home with his guns and a Christmas tree.
Oh, the guy that died?
He stormed the Capitol yesterday with a taser concealed in his pants. He was in the process of stealing a portrait of Tip O'Neill when he accidentally and repeatedly discharged the taser into his own testicles and suffered a heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah, and he had high blood pressure, too.
Jesus, man.
Did you see the post that he was making about, he's the one that was saying, we got all the guns, Democrats got none, let's go get him. And then his family said that he was just there to peacefully protest. You know, he was disgusted by the events that were going on that day. I don't think he was. According to this, sounds like he was trying to steal stuff and shot himself in the testicles. So you just can't, you can't make that up.
Especially, you know, you're like, when you see the pictures of him with his guns and like, right. Like I'm a tough badass, guns. Bring your stuff to me. I'll shoot you, you son of a bitch.
Democrats,
then you're like,
no,
you
guns.
Won't. You'll tase yourself in the nuts.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
what you'll do. Go back home. You got high cholesterol.
If you put
you
it
can't
in, a,
be here.
In a parody movie, I'd be like, that's bad writing. That's right, way yes. stupid over the
exactly.
top. Totally ridiculous. But it, in real life, it's not. All this stuff. The fact that the guy who sat in Pelosi's office, if this is true, I've read this more than once now, that he's trying to say he was looking for the bathroom. I mean, man, you were on TV afterwards holding up her mail. You talked to the cameras.
And if you're going to just do that, then just say that you got no spine. When they come to you and ask you what you're doing, you should be saying, I didn't. What was all that talk before? The election was stolen, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Protecting the United States of America from
right.
itself, right?
Yeah.
But instead,
you're
like,
patriot.
Man, I was just looking for the bathroom.
Right. I was looking
I got
for the
pushed
bathroom.
In here by a bunch of other guys just looking for the bathroom, tased myself in the nuts.
Now, oops,
God
sorry.
Damn.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I've seen it twice now that that's what he told them, that he was just looking for the bathroom. I told you, I mean, you guessed it, but when I was watching that night, I thought, are any of these guys prepared to go to prison over
no.
this? Are any of them aware of the consequences of their actions right now, that what they're doing is
no.
totally illegal?
I could
illegal?
See every one of them, and I'm not saying I know.
Because they didn't look
man,
like
I've
it.
Seen, and I, you know, we don't have to name names of groups, but I've seen Proud Boys and other, I've seen groups that are tough, right, or have tough members in them. I've seen it. Man, no, I saw these guys, and I was like, man, this guy just tased himself in the nuts.
Yeah.
That's like, come on, man. As I watched those guys walk through, I thought, all of you are just somebody's weird uncle that they never want to invite to Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Because you're just a douche.
Yep. That's it.
Anyway, it's been an interesting week.
That's
we're glad we
has.
Could share it with you. Kansas City, of course, we love you. Dallas, Fort Worth, we love you. Las Vegas, I love you more than you know. More than you know. Good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.